AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says the U.S. was cocked and loaded to retaliate against Iran for downing an American drone, but canceled the strikes 10 minutes before it was supposed to happen after being told 150 people could die. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi would have liked advance notice.
I did not receive any heads up that there was a strike that was in the works.
But Pelosi is glad there wasn't a strike.
A strike of that amount of collateral damage would be very provocative, and I'm glad the president did not take that. We think there are many options that are not what they call kinetic.
Also in the House, Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney is backing the president.
He has had a huge hole he's had to dig out of because of what he inherited from President Obama, and he's done that effectively, and I think that no country around the world should have any question at all but that we will defend our interests.
President Trump says he called off the strike off a planned retaliatory strike after deciding the likely death toll on the ground wouldn't be proportionate to the shootdown of a U.S. drone. Another decision has been made to close Missouri's only clinic that performs abortions.
Missouri's health department has declined to renew a license to perform abortions for the state's lone clinic, but the St. Louis Planned Parenthood affiliate can continue to perform that procedure for now. St. Louis Circuit Judge Michael Selzer says a preliminary injunction he previously issued to allow the clinic to continue to perform abortions remains in place. Clinic leaders say the license fight is part of an effort by an anti-abortion administration to eliminate the procedure. I'm Shelley Adler.
In Boston, a former insurance executive from California, Toby McFarlane, is the 14th parent to plead guilty to taking part in a nationwide college admissions bribery scheme. Other parents who have pleaded guilty in this case include Desperate Housewives actress Felicity Huffman. This is AP Radio News. The Supreme Court has tossed out a black man's murder conviction over racial bias.
Curtis Flowers has been in jail more than 22 years and tried six times in the deaths of four people found in a furniture store in Winona, Mississippi in July 1996. In Flowers' sixth trial, the jury was made up of 11 whites and one African American after the district attorney struck five prospective jurors who were black. The court's 7-2 decision says the removal of the black prospective jurors violated Flowers' rights. Flowers could now face a seventh trial. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Supreme Court says prosecutors must prove that people charged with violating federal gun laws knew that they were not allowed to have a weapon. It's the case of a foreign student from the United Arab Emirates who took target practice at a Florida shooting range and was in the country illegally. The same law is also an important tool to keep guns away from convicted criminals. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.